Next Tuesday, early voting begins in Sebastian County for the countywide 1 cent sales tax. As Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis reports, the sales tax provides support for crucial services throughout the county.
When Sebastian County voters go to the polls May 14th, it will be the second time they've been asked to reauthorize the 20-year-old penny sales tax. According to the state's Department of Finance and Administration, the county collects a 1.25% sales tax, which is far from the highest in the state. That honor goes to Hempstead and Howard counties with their 2.75% sales taxes. But what other counties do is beside the point. Last year, Sebastian County collected more than $28.5 million in sales tax revenue. The city of Fort Smith did even better, collecting more than $40 million in revenue during 2012. Comparatively speaking, the other county seat of Sebastian County in Greenwood, with its proportionately smaller population, raked in almost $2 million sales tax dollars last year. Ray Gossack is the city administrator for Fort Smith. He says that proceeds from the tax provide for a variety of public services.
And the most important of those is public safety services. In Fort Smith, 76% of our share of the tax revenue is used to provide police and fire services. And that revenue comprises more than 40% of the police and fire department budgets. So it's a very important revenue source for basic governmental services such as police and fire.
Denny Gabbard, the mayor of Greenwood, gave similar sentiments, saying that the average $1.6 million in revenue the city gets annually from the tax would make a large impact if it weren't there.
That $1.6 million goes into safety of the people, more or less. What that would boil down to is it's about 50% of that $1.6 million goes toward our police department's pay. And so we would actually probably end up losing at least, I would guess, half of the police officers that we have would have to go on furlough.
But public safety isn't the only area that would be impacted by a defeat of the tax at the ballot box. Gabbard says that the revenue supports the city's fire service and Parks and Recreation Department. David Hudson, Sebastian County judge, says that the tax is an important asset to the county and to all 11 cities within its borders.
The majority of the funds go for public safety purposes. That would include law enforcement, fire protection, and operation of the adult detention center, the jail, and the juvenile detention center, as well as other programs such as libraries, senior citizen centers, public transit. And some of the smaller cities use it for streets and other sources.
Though there hasn't been any organized opposition to reauthorizing the tax, city and county officials aren't taking any chances.
We have a citizens committee that is spearheading a voter education effort to let the public know how important this tax revenue is to all 11 cities in Sebastian County and to the county government. So there's been civic club presentations, and soon we'll be starting with newspaper advertisements and radio ads to encourage people to get out and vote in the May 14th election and to vote for continuing the countywide sales tax.
Again, the sales tax election takes place May 14th, but early ballots can be cast starting May 7th at either county clerk's office in Fort Smith or Greenwood. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.